All right, I've begun the recording.
On trying to get the videos out this weekend from State House on Thursday, and I got four that I'm going to publish. One is the bill to end the entire war on drugs, and then there's another one to legalize cannabis for people over 21, and then there's another one which legalized possession of hallucinogens like LSD and psilocybin for people over 21, and then another one would legalize possession of drug testing equipment. That's what I'm up to today.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to get to those. Sometimes you're really fast at it.
Yeah, I mean, I started them yesterday, so I'm hoping to get it done today. Hearing is not happening tomorrow. We were going to go to that in Concord, but I guess it's not scheduled yet or something. It was on my calendar, but apparently it's actually not happening.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So yeah, we were going to go to that, and then we were going to go to the State House for a couple of things, but since that's not happening, the other bills just aren't that great, that we were just going to kind of kill some time until the library hearing at 3 p.m.
Okay. Gotcha. I think I have on my calendar the library hearing, but at 1:30. But I don't have anything else on the calendar.
Yeah, so we're gonna go. The hearing's at 3, so we'll probably leave in at like 1:30-ish. So if you want to carpool, we can.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Do you know what time you're gonna leave?
I'm gonna say 1:30-ish.
Wait, isn't the hearing at 1:30?
No, it's at 3.
Oh yeah. Okay, I see that. I just happen to have 1:30 as the time to leave too. On my calendar already. Okay.
Does our third person want to say hello, introduce yourself? Person from Maine area code? Or just out there listening?
Hey, you got Connor Dragotis here over in Winchester.
Oh, hey, Connor.
How you doing?
Not bad.
I think we had a couple other people who were coming.
Usually give people a few minutes to show up because libertarians are very late, typically, for everything.
Maybe we should ping them.
I put the links in it. I think Jason said he was coming, didn't he?
Yeah, Jason and Matt said they were coming. Alright, I pinged him.
So what's new in your world, Connor? How's the publishing world over in Connecticut? Got any interesting stories y'all are working on?
It's been good. A lot of financial misappropriation, not surprisingly.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
Yeah, it's crazy. And honestly, Connecticut, it's a great job. Gives me a lot, but also, I'm pretty aware there's only so much that's going to be changeable there. You know, you bring up a crazy story and people just don't care, man. It's wild.
Is a real problem everywhere. I know Bonnie's been frustrated recently with the perception that a lot of Free Staters don't do as much as they could, and just like, well, you know, sorry, it's kind of always been that way. It's the 80-20 rule is in effect with any group of people, so even though they're, you know, even though we attract the best of the best, we still, you know, there's still 80% of the people are going to do 20% of the work, and 20% are going to do 80% of the work, and that's how it is. It might even be like 90-10, but yeah, that's pretty common.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of, I mean, it's true to some degree, but it's also kind of pessimistic, because I think a lot of people do stuff, and it doesn't always, you know, we don't necessarily all hear about it. We're not all doing the same thing. So, you know, some people tend to do, you know, they run for office, right, and they get elected. Other people, they go to the statehouse and they speak on things more often. Other people, you know, they're doing different things. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to point that out. You obviously never know what each individual is truly doing, but the reality is, I mean, any group, 80-20 rule is going to be in effect. It doesn't matter what group we're talking about. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of like other things I know people are doing, and it's like I think they're valuable, you know, to do some of those things, but they're not necessarily,
yeah,
all
approaches.
Yeah, sure. It's like I don't, like, for example, radios, right? Like, I think that's an important thing to have a radio network set up, but I don't have time to go and set the radio, but other people are doing that. But, you know, most of those people aren't coming out to do the other stuff that we're doing at the State House, right? But,
right.
I mean, it's, you know, I value this, and I value that too, but it's like, I don't have time for everything. I've been to two meetings, two of the Pine Tree meetings, two, maybe three at most, and it's like, I want, and there's stuff they're doing, and I'm like, I love to do this and set something up to participate and stuff, but I can't even find the time to, like, I bought a shortwave radio, but I can't even find, one day when they were doing testing, I participated, but it was like, it's like, oh man, it's a challenge.
Yeah, I've been to zero of those meetings, and I'm probably more into radio than the average activist.
Yo, for sure.
But then again, I've had a repeater up for, you know,
yeah,
more than a decade, I think, at this point. So we're kind of ahead of the game here in Keene. Everybody else is playing catch up.
We are, right, I would say, but at the same time, they're trying in theory to set up a statewide, you know, network. So as opposed to just a local network.
Yeah, that's a big challenge.
Yeah. You know, whether or not they'll get anywhere, I don't know, but.
Well, it's, you know, I'm glad they're out there doing it. And, I mean, the only answer is to not be frustrated by, you know, people.
Yeah.
At least a perception of their lack of doing things, and just focus on getting what you can done and bringing as many people here as we possibly can, because if we get another 10,000 people, then we'll probably get a 2,000 decent activists out of that, you know?
Yeah.
And then another 8,000 that might just show up and vote or something.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere, and there's definitely people doing stuff, you know.
That's another thing. Some people come in and they literally take years to just kind of get settled in and get a job and, you know, get all their bills taken care of before they'll even come out to anything.
So yeah.
Sometimes it literally takes years to get an activist, quote unquote, active. Welcome, Matt. They don't all hit the ground running like Matt here.
Yeah, you know, and there's like other stuff, like little things too, like some stuff that I do and certain little things that other people do. You know, I've been providing cell phones for people, you know, with LineageOS and GrapheneOS and things like that. And, you know, it's kind of, I mean, it's not that significant, but it's like, it's, you know, just one of those things. And we have a lot of little things like that, you know. I don't know, like it's, you know, I mean, it's not changing politics, but it's kind of all in the same, you know, it's not something that you would see a lot of if you were somewhere else. Let's put it that way. We have a lot of really good people who have moved to New Hampshire, and a lot of people doing a lot of little things too that you're not going to hear about. You're just not.
Matt, is your mic working?
Don't think Matt is talking here, or we can't hear you, Matt, if you are.
I was hearing him. The weird thing is his mic shows he's muted, but I'm hearing him. You're not hearing him?
I'm not hearing him. If he's talking right now, definitely haven't heard him.
Yeah, he just said, I'm saying I'm unmuted. It's weird.
Maybe his connection
bad? Yeah, I can hear you fine. Something's wacky, though, because Chris can't hear you.
Maybe I should refresh. I don't know, maybe I should. Can't imagine it's me, though. I'll reconnect myself. Okay, I reconnected. Can hear you, Ian. Can't hear anybody else.
Yeah, he's talking right now about the nullification caucus. Hey, Matt, can you try doing a reconnect here and see if that solves this bug?
Thanks. I can see him. Oh, no, I see Jason now.
Hey, Jason.
What's going on, guys?
I can hear Jason.
So, yeah, what he was saying was he's got the room locked out at Murphy's. He's going to have the John Birch Society give a presentation about nullification to the group. And hopefully the bug is solved at this point. There we go. Now it doesn't show the mic being muted anymore, Matt. Go ahead.
Cool. Yeah, so...
Perfect.
So... Looks like Jason just showed up, so we got Jason as the, you know, Jason, I saw your message on Telegram earlier. We'll just call you like the point of contact for the caucus, you know, caucus lead. You know, we don't need a fancy title because we already got the caucus, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I don't want to spook anybody out and have it seem like it's some kind of order-giving machine, you know what I mean? I just wanted to,
You mean you don't want the title of caucus boss?
Yarl Colonel is what I currently have. I don't need another.
Well, so all the bills are already filed for the session, right? They're already, you know, hearings for this year are already scheduled, right? So what's the value of the caucus? It's like, well, it's not like Okay, it's not just, oh, I'm playing guitar and he's playing bass and we got another guy singing and that guy's playing drums. It's, you know, we're a band, you know, and we make music together. And it's sort of that kind of idea. You know, it's another level of charisma for, you know, people to announce, you know, for the rest of the world to know how we feel about things. And, I mean, you know, you're stronger together. All of these bills are being submitted anyway, so you know there definitely isn't an order giving machine. But you know, it's nice to create, you know, a focus, a point of it creates a point of conversation. You know, you can't ignore things anymore, and it might inspire similar behavior in other states.
Hey, what is, you know, is this a, are we in the second year of the R2-year session?
Because no, it's the first.
Oh, it's the first. Okay, so if we're in the first, you could focus on getting something together for next year, because having something ahead of time in advance,
right,
is really what we need in order to move things forward, I think. So now is probably the time, I think, to
work on. Honestly, we have a lot of bills that basically are a lot of model legislation that can be implemented next year.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it still needs to be refined for, well, Jason remembers, you know, the day that filing period was due. I feel like we've almost been playing catch up with the schedule, but now I think I've been doing this for a few months now, it's like, okay, I know what the best way to support the reps. So I think this year we have a great slate of, you know, of model legislation to put through, you know, for a whole variety of reps. And you know, we'll see what happens next year also. Jason, I think you were speaking, sorry.
Yeah, well, I'd say the most efficient way to do it and the most transparent would be to have some kind of advisory council that would then, I mean, you could use the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, you know, for rating purposes. But because actually one of the guys in the Merrimack, one of the executive guys in Merrimack County Republican Committee is talking about using the New Hampshire, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance ratings in order to determine who gets money from the county committee. So they gave us all $400 this year. But in order to get the so-called rhinos out, they want to use anybody who has an 85 or above on New Hampshire Liberty Alliance rating. Now, that would be pretty far-reaching in a lot of ways. So.
Mm-hmm. The meeting that you guys are having, just to clarify, because the previous issues that we had was they never really had any direction. There was too many people there that weren't state reps. So is this going to be something that only state reps and, like, you know, you, Matt, and the guy from the John Burns Society will be able to attend? That way they can focus?
That is really what I want. That is, I think it was really cool that the Free State Project reposted our tweet about it, you know, making the announcement. It's great that we have the announcement because the world needs to know. But as far as who's showing up, I really, Jason, you just want it to be reps, right?
Well, I would say I already have one rep. She came up to me and asked me about it yesterday at the convention. So I think she's coming. We're going to have a few people. I think it should be like a two-part thing. I think it should have like almost like an executive session where it's just a rep saying, okay, this is what I want to get done. This is what I probably can pull off. And then you have, like, everybody else right before the end of it or whatever comes in, throws their 2 cents, but just so it doesn't totally throw it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a place for people to kind of congregate and share their bill ideas and get to meet each other. I don't know. It almost seems like a legislative summit point, too. I've never witnessed a caucus meeting happen before, so I'm trying to... you know, we're in session, so we're not planning on what to do for the next year. It's just network. I mean, it's kind of like it's kind of happening just so we can say that it's happening, and then, you know, there's going to be other meetings for sure.
Has someone considered reaching out to Mike Sylvia as sort of like a vet that might be willing to come in?
Yeah, I've already emailed him. I emailed all of our endorsees from this past year. I emailed all of the previous reps who, you know, who voted for CACR 32. We wouldn't be here, who aren't in office, right? Who are still sort of active.
Right, yeah, Morgan, keep them involved.
I invited a few other people. I sent an email to You know, so Kelly Potenza sponsored the Constitutional Convention bill. We don't want that. We want her and all of those co-sponsors to be involved in, you know, the nullification caucus. Like, that's, appreciate the enthusiasm. Constitutional Convention, that is not the best use of our representative's time.
She was hostile, by the way, to secession at the very least when I spoke with her. Maybe she'll change her views, but she definitely is no fan of secession. I don't know how she is on nullification.
Well, I texted her the other day, and she said that she'd be able to come for like an hour. So that's good. I emailed Tom Mannion, and I asked him to, you know, hey, you can invite everybody on the State Federal Relations and Veterans Affairs Committee to come as well. I think that this kind of is relevant to them. And, you know, if everybody from just those two groups shows up, and everybody who we endorsed and supported in the last election cycle shows up, we've got like 30 people in the room.
Seems optimistic. I think if you get 10, it'll be a major success.
Okay, and that's fine too. Because I think it's fun. It's a, you know, we're having it right before Porcupine Day. You know, cause to celebrate. I thought it was a you know, strategic way to.
You know, is there a list of the caucuses somewhere? Like, how many of them are there?
So in the House of Representatives, there are party caucuses, which are actual official caucuses, and then there are issue caucuses, which only exist in the framework of the schedule and the calendar. So in order for a caucus to exist, there needs to be meetings for it on the calendar. So the way to find out how many caucuses there are is to look at the calendar and see what else there is. Like, for example, there is a housing caucus, you know, that's having a meeting as well. So,
gotcha.
What I think is going to make this meeting a success is, you know, reps come in, we, you know, maybe once again introduce each other, we can talk about why it's a nullification caucus, why that's important. We can do a, you know, then we'll do a presentation by the John Birch Society about nullification, and then we do, you know, the rest of the meeting when that presentation is done, it's just kind of maybe coordinating on bills.
Well, I just want to say, I don't want it to turn into some kind of lecture thing by the John Birch Society. A lot of that stuff's cool, but at the same time, I think it's more important to see what people's ideas are as to the way forward than to just kind of have a lecture fest, you know? It's going to kind of just kill any momentum. The other thing is, do you have an ability to print about 400 copies of some kind of formal invite discussing what this is really about? Because our first session is on Thursday, and we have mailboxes that the state reps have access to. So I could just put one in every single one. I don't care. And then that way, people will see it. Everybody check their mailbox. So, you know, at least you'll get a glance at it versus being in the calendar. Some people might see it, but just saying.
All right, yeah, we can do that. So that's a great way to get invites to reps. Okay. Flyers and reps mailboxes. And so what Saturday it's about, it's, okay, cool. Well, that's great. Jason. So as a POC, it's well, like, okay. So that's what you want. Then that's what we'll do. I still want the John.
Can you
Birch
uninvite the John Birch guy?
Huh?
I said, can you uninvite the John Birch guy? You know, nicely.
Well, what if they were there as a resource and not a whole lecture? Would that be okay or? Jason?
Yeah. I'm right here. I'm just going to show you. I'm putting the floor down, so I'm kind of trying to do two things at once. What's up?
Okay, so for Sunday, so, you know, you're not, you don't want to do a lecture or a presentation. Can the representatives from the John Birch Society still come? I know one of them is a state rep, Nikki McCarter.
Yeah, Nikki's cool, but that's not the point. Okay, how do you explain this? I want the reps to be able to talk about what they want to see or what they feel. Like, we could talk about the definition of nullification, fine, but I just don't think we need a 15, 30, 45-minute lecture series on it. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Like, I want it to be more... Okay, where I'm basing this off of is the Liberty Conference we went to down in Florida that Young Americans Liberty put on, And I think the best part about it was when you got together with the reps and you're like, okay, what do you want to focus on? What do you, because everybody has their own feeling on what's politically feasible. So, you know what I mean? I think that's more important than just some kind of history lesson. Just saying.
All right, cool. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I can talk to Matt and be like, hey, Matt, you know, I spoke with Jason, and Jason wishes to actually not do it this way. We don't want to take this course of action for Saturday. You can still come to Porcupine Day. That's not a problem. You know, so, all right, yeah.
I agree with this. I think it's good to have just the reps doing their thing.
Matt and I have a good relationship, so he'll be okay. I'm just glad, I just wanted to have some sort of agenda, but I'm glad to see that you know what you want with this, Jason, so I appreciate that.
No, I mean, I don't want to take over this thing. I just think when people have, okay, oh, I want this bill, we're going to move on this. Now people have momentum and passion. They're going to put more effort in than just kind of having some top-down thing telling them what to do. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll just have me and Matt there, you know, picking our noses. But I think we'll be all right, especially if I put the invites into everybody's mailbox. I don't know what those invites should say, but just saying, that might work for the PR team here.
Well, let's maybe that's what we should spend the next 20 minutes or so talking about. You guys fine with that?
Go for it.
All right. So let's pretend.
If you can't print stuff at home, Staples can usually do a turnaround in less than 24 hours.
Yep, if I go to Staples, we'll use PAC funds for the printing. That's fine. All right, so you are invited to attend the first meeting of the New Hampshire House Nullification Caucus. So who, what, where, when, why, how. So that's the opening, and then we give the time and the address. We could kind of re-summarize what's in the calendar. You know, what's been posted in the calendar? It's for expressly reducing the role of the federal government. So we can talk.
Also to sweeten it up and make it worth people's time. Just say that we'll have. It's going to sound kind of messed up, but this is the fact. If you talk about how the New Hampshire Independence PAC is willing to sponsor candidates that want to nullify federal tyranny, blah blah blah. They see dollar signs. They might be more interested to come. You know what I mean?
All right.
So I would say that should be one aspect of it, and the other aspect would be the fact that if you want reps to co-sponsor your legislation that's coming up for committee hearings, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know what I mean? Kind of giving them a reason for making time to come.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, definitely in the future, reps that participate in the caucus, there's definitely people who we want to support. In future elections. NIPAC, willing to sponsor reps.
Or just say financially support or endorse or whatever. I don't know, something. I think it'd be worthwhile. But we don't have to work on it right now. I mean, you could just kind of figure it out on your own time if you want.
Okay, cool. All right, so I sort of so I guess the flyer doesn't have to be so crazy and informative and detailed. It can just be, it's an invitation.
Yeah, no, it should always keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Cool. All right.
Big text. Who, what, when, where, why.
Okay, so this flyer, the first session starts Thursday.
Well, not the first session per se, but when we're going back into session.
Okay, so we're going back into session on Thursday. And so it needs to be in their mailboxes, Thursday morning, Wednesday close of business. When does it need to be in the mailboxes by?
Well, it's me putting a piece of paper on 400 different mailboxes. So, I mean, if you get it to me before Wednesday, it's cool because I can hit it up Tuesday. And people check their mailboxes at different times.
Okay. So due to Jason before Wednesday. Tuesday I have some remote testimony I need to submit for that, like, 130 bill due to Jason before Wednesday. So, and this pack is like a second job. It's worth it. Okay, do Jason before Wednesday, and we want 400 copies. And, okay, so Matt liked the Appeal to Heaven flag as, like, the pin for the caucus.
Sure.
Because I think, like, that should, I feel like whatever, you know, logo we're using for it, that should be on the invitation.
I just be careful of religious connotations right now. I mean, I totally get it and support the concept, but I just don't know if that's the best way to go about it.
Okay, well, I know it is a historical American flag.
The caucus can figure those things out, right? Like, if they want to add a logo, then the caucus can decide.
Yes, that's true. Cool. That's fine. You can always chat with Matt. But okay, that's fine. Just so no logos or anything like that on the flyer. Then maybe we'll put the NIPAC logo under the portion where it's saying that we're looking to sponsor up to participate. 400 copies. I'll probably take some time in like Microsoft Word, save it as a PDF, send it to you at like a draft this evening, Jason. You know, let me know what you think about it.
Volunteers for your table at Liberty Forum?
No, not yet. And I saw Mickey Mullen yesterday at the LPNH convention, and we got, the secession panel is on for Sunday.
Cool. I would, but I don't think I can go this year because I'm on home confinement, and I don't think they're gonna let me out for that one.
Okay.
So I hope they're gonna have a question. You might want to ask Mickey is if they're gonna have the videographer there again this year. They had Dan Smots there last year, and he did a really good job recording that panel.
Let me send him a signal chat right now.
Because if he's not gonna be there, then we should probably have someone there with a video camera.
Message right now.
What was the idea as far as filming was concerned? What were you thinking of?
There's going to be a panel at the Liberty Forum, so you would want to get recording of that. If they're not going to have an official one, we would want to get our own.
Gotcha.
Just to clarify, Matt, are they giving you tickets, meaning that if somebody wanted to volunteer but couldn't afford to attend, would they be able to snag a ticket if they, in return for a significant volunteering contribution?
I can't remember how many tickets. I have to look and see how many. I know I bought one for myself because at the time we didn't have money for the pack. I was like, well, I know I got to be there at least, but wow, it'd be great if the pack could come. And then we bought a vendor ticket, not an exhibitor ticket, because the exhibitor ticket just comes with a, what's it called, a a VIP ticket, which I had already purchased, and I was like, that's fine. I have to see. I can't remember if it came with a second ticket or not, but I can check.
Question for you. You're looking for three people?
We just want, you know, we want people to sit at the table during the, you know, while, but I got to think of what we want to do at the table though, too. So we need to get a tablecloth that actually has the logo on it still. That needs to happen. We probably want to be selling shirts. So we can get some shirts. I want to get contact information from people?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, for what purpose?
So you can keep in touch with them, right? Like, you want them, not only do you want them to follow your social media or whatever, but ideally, you know, you should have some, I mean, obviously if you're getting them to donate, you've got their contact info. Those are the best people to keep contact info on.
You want to sign up monthly donors?
Yeah.
Keep in mind, guys, I don't want the pack to make any more than $25,000.
Okay, but you also want to focus on people to support upcoming bills that we're trying to push. So I would say some kind of text alert that you're not going to send dumb crap out on, only for this bill is coming up in 3 days, it'll be like 72-hour notice or something, or whatever, create whatever works, but just something so people know that this bill is coming up for a hearing or vote or something. You know what I'm trying to get at? That might get people interested.
All right, so basically sign up. Okay, so I sign up for like email alerts or things like that.
Personally, I go with text because I think nobody really checks email. But because if somebody signs up for that, they actually give a shit, it would be worth trying to stay in touch with them. But don't send them crap all the time, obviously.
Okay. Let's see what I can do about that. So, monthly donors, people to really want alerts about who to contact for what bills, who's sponsoring what. So what's interesting about nullification bills is there are several nullification bills, you know, or bills that involve nullifying things put forward by people who we did not endorse last year. But so those are people who we want to, it's like, what is the relationship? You know, we'll figure it out. Table cloth, charts. Sign up monthly donors, text alerts, who's sponsoring what. Anything else that needs to be happening at the NIPAC table, guys?
No, just be on the lookout for state reps, and they'll be there. There's usually probably a couple dozen milling around over the weekend. Good time to hit them up. And, of course, if you can rope state reps into manning the table, that's even better than us little guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true, okay. I know Derek was telling me about what he's doing with Defend the Guard and how he's networking, and he's just getting all the lists of all the VFWs and American Legions in the state.
What's the date of this?
So, right now we're talking about Liberty Forum.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What's the date of Liberty Forum?
It's March 3rd, 4th, 5th.
3 days.
Yeah, it's a whole weekend.
Wow.
Yep.
Usually the first day is only like an evening event. There's not really much that happens on the first day.
I'm looking at their website right now. So it's mostly on the 4th, and some of it's on the 5th.
Okay. I kind of reorganized the tabs and links on the website, so it was a little bit more smooth looking. For NIPAC. Go to NIPAC.org. It's a little bit smoother looking.
What's the booth? When's the booth need to be manned? Do we know that?
I mean, probably
all day.
Yeah.
Is it Saturday and Sunday, or is it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Probably Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I mean, I still gotta get that. I still gotta make sure I can, you know, get that weekend off for work. I asked Derek and Russell if they'd be able to man it, and Russell's like, no, I can't. No, it's not in my schedule for right now, and Derek didn't respond. So I'm just really glad that we're gonna be there, and we have a table, and I think that the succession panel is gonna go really well, because, you know, when we had the panel at Pork Fest, you know, I was like, obviously you guys remember me fainting on stage, you know, just kind of wondering what to talk about and things like that, and wanting to look good. And I think that this is going to be a much better conversation. I know when I stood up yesterday to make the announcement at the convention about the caucus being formed, I was just like even a little bit nervous to make that. But I think that now that I've submitted some remote testimony and you got my name out there, and I think that this is going to be a very and we have a strategy moving forward, I think this is going to be a very good succession panel.
Chris, last year it was well attended, so I mean, if that's any indication, this year would also be probably very well attended. Chris, the schedule's not on the website at this point, but judged on previous Liberty forums, the first day is never a full day. It's always just like arrive at the hotel, get checked in, and then there's a party at night, and that's it. So there's probably not actually going to be any tabling at all on the first day, and it'll be just Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. I'm thinking about going.
Is my sound working, or is something going wrong?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We hear you.
Okay, it's just been silent for a while, and I keep losing this connection, so, all right.
Been a productive meeting.
What's Ian? What's the situation with the panel? Like, how do you usually film that? Is that like all day or for two days?
No, a panel would only be 50 minutes, no more than an hour.
Right, but there's multiple panels, or is it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of panels, but the only one we're interested in is the secession panel.
Okay. Okay, because I'm thinking about going. I'm not sure if I would want to help man the independence. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind, but I'm thinking maybe I could help with the filming of the secession panel.
Well, that only takes an hour, so you can work the table.
Well, I was thinking about having a table for Think Penguin actually.
Oh, okay.
So. But I mean, I could probably help out. I'm just trying to think about what I might want to do. I've already contributed, I believe, to the table for the independence panel. But
Chris, you want to sit and man the table for a little bit?
No. That's what I was trying to get out of.
All right. Well, let me know. I'd be very grateful if you helped out. I'd be very grateful.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to think about is, I mean, I'm sure I could help man the table for a little bit, like, if we needed it, but, like, it would be better if there was somebody else manning the table.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? And then, because if that was the case, then I could have a Think Penguin table, which I kind of would like to do. I haven't done that in years. And then could help with the filming of the secession panel.
That's something that we could also ask at the meeting this Saturday. Hey, any stakeholders? state rep's going to Liberty Forum. We're looking to, at the table man. We can ask him.
Yeah. Yeah, keep asking for people to help man the table. And then I don't know. I won't make a decision yet on getting a table for Think Penguin, but
I think I gotta find a better way to get volunteers than just announcing on Twitter, because it's like, you know, you gotta be careful of who like might what's just on the internet, it's on the internet, right? So you don't know who's gonna send me an email. You know, I gotta find out a good way to kind of we want good volunteers. Ideally there'll be people who we already know.
It might be worth actually.
Well, that's where your email list can come into handy if you have that. So all of your donors should be able to be reached via an email list, and donors are going to be a good resource for potential assistance.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to even just approach people you think would be good, you know.
Donors, asking donors. I had the honor of meeting John Elliott this past weekend. He contributed a grand last fall to the pack. And up until we registered for Liberty Forum, you know, I did the math, and we're doing the math in December, about 80% of our funds, you know, maybe give or take a percentage point, went to candidates. So, I'm so grateful that we have a whole year to figure things out about next year's, you know, campaign. And you know, this year, you know, last year, the PAC was formed in the middle of the campaign cycle, or not in the middle of it, but you know, it kind of happened right when it was about to begin. So I think next year we're going to do a better job with supporting reps. The way I wanted to help out reps this year was kind of, you know, we're there to have the charisma of the PAC existing, and then, you know, we try and donate directly to the reps or to the candidates who are running, so that way, you know, they can spend the money on their own campaigns, right? So they, you know, kind of, you know, sticking with, like, you know, personal liberties, like, we want the money to go, as much money as possible to go where the donors want to go is to reps winning. And I felt that, like, yeah, right now, the reps know where they want to spend their money, you know, still, you know, need that experience to know if you want to spend money in a different way.
Oh, this is coming up pretty quick, actually. Hey, are you going to be able to see if you can get some, some volunteers by maybe next Sunday?
Volunteers for what?
Liberty Forum for the table.
Oh, yeah, I can do another call out again.
Yeah, it's just because I don't want to get a table for Think Penguin if I'm going to end up manning a table for NH Exit. Or secession.
What we want is we want the NH Exit, we want the NYPAC tables, and the Liberty Block table, because Alu, I haven't seen him put out an FNHI table ever, so he's got to put the Liberty Block table up for sure.
Okay.
We want all of us to kind of be right in the same area.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm sorry, how many tables are we getting? So there's one for the Independence Pack, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's other tables?
Yeah, but Are you gonna get a table for Negative 2?
For Think Penguin? Well, I don't know. I guess that's up for maybe.
Because here's what we could do. We could, you know, if there's, you know, Ian, you're not gonna be there. If we don't have a separate table for Negxit, we could just make the NYPAC table the Negxit table, and all the stuff that you would normally put on the Negxit table that you would bring in, we can just bring the, we can throw it on the same table. It's like all the same topic. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really have anything in specific. I would just have the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyer. That's really the only flyer I've got.
Yeah, so I got those flyers. We got our business cards. I want the business cards to go in the baggies.
Bumper stickers. Chris has bumper stickers.
We got bumper stickers for Next.us. We got FNHI flyers. We got NYPAC business cards. Well, I think we'll have to get some more business cards, I think, for Liberty Forum. That's what we'll need. We're definitely, because I handed out a bunch yesterday. I'm so glad I went to the convention yesterday, because it was like, so much of what I've done with the Free State Project has been like presentations and celebrations and things that are out, and it was nice just seeing the LPNH, like the inner work. each chair, and what's great is, you know, Derek is an at-large officer, so if Conrad's got questions about Independence, of course, you know, Derek is just a hot line away from him. You know, that's... You know, everybody there already knows Derek, but I met a lot of people for the first time yesterday, too, so that was, you know, it was... I'm glad. I kind of have to do, like, the Goodwill tour across the state. Like, I try to go about and, of course, you know, when I can and meet, you know, people. And
I just want to say real fast, it might also be worthwhile thinking about some kind of newsletter. Nothing major, just a front and back one-pager. And if you could do it once a month and maybe just take a topic, whatever it is, and just show how nullification would solve this issue at the local level. Something
okay.
To that effect.
So do we want this for Saturday?
I don't know, but I think the nullifier would be a cool title. I've been thinking about this. But no, because then you could also have, I mean, you can go whatever direction makes sense at the time, but I still think it's cool to take a topic that people are concerned about and then just show how nullification would solve this issue or greatly reduce it.
Well, I think thankfully we already got some great examples, of course, like with the cannabis legalization. That's I think maybe I've already mentioned that to you guys in this forum, but cannabis legalization is like a nullification base hit. It's like, yes, you know, we got a guy on base, but people already understand how it works. It might not be enough to change the culture, right? But you know, a defend the guard bill or this. You know, this hearing coming up this week for the income tax, you know, those are what I like to call grand slams, you know, like, whoa, like, you can do that? Like, no way, like, I can't believe they're, you know, like, oh my gosh. You know, that sort of reaction in people. Make people notice. Okay, and Jason, is this something that you want me to make a front and backside, you know, topic piece and any special, you have it for Saturday or not, or have it for Liberty, Forum?
I don't know. I'm thinking
I don't think
more like
rush.
Info.
Okay,
no, all right. Not necessarily.
Okay,
all right,
cool.
Also, an info. Well, listen, infographics. I don't know exactly what the flyers you guys have for this are. I don't think I've seen one. But stuff that's very graphic heavy would be useful. You know, something quick and just flashy, that kind of thing. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Meeting today, guys. I'm gonna get back to doing some video work.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Ian.
See ya.
Hey, is anybody going tomorrow to the last library meeting thing at the courthouse?
I'll be there.
The SEC, the yeah hearing. Yeah, I'm going too. We're playing too.
All right.
If you're there, I'll see you then.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, bye.
And I'll connect with you guys later. I've only got to finish this stupid floor.
All right.
All right, Jason. Thanks for jumping in, and I appreciate the feedback.
All right. Call the meeting.
And the vision. All right, guys. Let's break.